Welcome to today's edition of the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on security. I'm Evan Schumann. Ask any CIO what his or her greatest challenge is, and the following will never be far from the top of their list. Get department heads who don't report to me to follow our IT requirements. It's hard enough to get sales to obey password restrictions, or getting them not to take home sensitive files on thumb drives, or perhaps getting manufacturing to not go out on their own to acquire specialized applications. But at least those people all ultimately report through various layers to the same CEO that the CIO does. If your case is strong enough, they can be made to comply. But what about franchisees? They are independent business owners, and contract or no contract, if they don't want to pay for the POS system the chain's CIO dictates, they're going to resist and potentially refuse. But like buying insurance and eating your vegetables, there are some things that are good for everyone in the group that are not necessarily pleasant or fun. How can franchise firms get compliance on important IT mandates? To try and figure this out, our guest today is Malik Vellani, the Director of Global Product Strategy at S1. All right, Malik, let me throw it right out. How does a CIO convince franchisee owners to fall into line?
CIOs currently are having a hard time convincing the franchise owners around complying with certain decree or certain standardization, certain recommendation at the store level. And the way or the recommendation from our side or what we have seen in the past happen is going to the franchisees and training them or trying to make them understand the importance of IT security. Now, in the past, what used to happen was IT security was not something, especially at the franchise level, was not something that the CIO would really care about. But as more cards are being accepted, as more and more payment methods are being introduced at the store level, and at the same breath, breaches or card data breaches occurring more frequently at the store level, this is a concern that the CIO has, and that's why they are trying to recommend that or trying to suggest to their franchisees to adhere to certain rules and recommendations. Now, how should the CIO, or from our side, what the CIO should generally do, or what we have seen, is basically work with the franchisees, give them the importance or show them the importance of data security. From a training perspective, tell them what it would take, tell them the advantages and the disadvantages of or not following the recommendation. Now, here's a small example. A franchisee can go to a CIO and say, okay, why are you imposing a POS application on me? I've already purchased a store. I don't want to go this route. But the thing is, the CIO has to recommend, or CIO has to train the franchisee and tell them that if there is a breach, if there is card loss, or if there is certain downtime at the store level, it would have a adverse effect on the overall profitability of the store. Now, let's take one at a time. For example, let's say there is a breach. Now, although the franchisee doesn't really care about the breach, but if there is a breach that happens at the store level, what will happen is that the network associations are actually going to go down to the store level and impose fees that are associated with the breach. But guess what? The networks are not going to stop there. They're going to go up the chain and go up to the corporate and try to impose or try to put those fees associated with the breach. Now, at the same breath, it's not only to do with the fees, but it's also the tarnish of the brand that may have occurred because of the breach. Now, just because of a handful of stores, just because of a handful of franchise location, the overall brand name is tarnished. So these are the things that a CIO needs to go and explain to the franchise location. Similarly, from an uptime perspective, the CIO needs to tell them the importance of the infrastructure, giving them the ideas or giving them the proper training around if there is certain downtime. Let's say they have not, they don't have a proper infrastructure, they don't have a proper IT infrastructure. If there is a downtime, let's say at the store level, what effect does it have at the profitability of the store? The store may not be able to accept cards. They're falling back on cash. Is a consumer ready to pay cash who is always used to using cards? Now, more and more consumers are using cards instead of cash. So all these will have an impact at the store level. Those are the things that the CIO needs to work with the franchisee on.
What about the classic carrot and stick approach in the sense of corporate saying, if there is a breach, we will help you in these 20 different ways, but only if you played by our rules? If you don't want to abide by our rules, if anything goes wrong, you're funding it all on your own.
Isn't that exactly what PCI is also all about? I mean, thing is that the corporate will give certain recommendations, will suggest certain things to the franchise locations and say, okay, here is the playbook. Here is how you need to deploy your infrastructure. These are the rules that you have to comply with. I mean, yes, if you don't comply with those rules, then yes, of course, if there is some mishap, if there is a breach, then absolutely the responsibility would fall onto the franchisee. For example, franchisees who are in the food preparation, who are in the food serving, who are in the food storage business, like your fast food restaurants, they very well understand the importance of the health inspection. They very well understand how much temperature should be of, let's say, the fryer, or what should be the temperature of where and how they store food, purely because of the fact that if an auditor comes in, and by the way, the auditor comes in or the inspector comes in quite frequently, if there is an anomaly, if they do not follow appropriate instructions that A, comes in from corporate, or B, comes in from the standardized association, if there is an anomaly, guess what? They get a citation. And when they get a citation, it is the responsibility not of the corporate, it is the responsibility of the franchisee to pay the citation. And also, if there are multiple citations, corporate has the option to take away the licenses. Again, it depends upon the type of franchise environment, but that can happen. Similar example on the payment side. The corporate can suggest certain recommendations saying, okay, this is how IT infrastructure can be set up. This is how, and this is what payment methods are and what to accept and what to not accept at, let's say, the point of sale. We will help you build marketing. We will help you how to process your transactions, either going through a central switch or it's outsourced or whatever that might be. Corporate will help, but if you do not abide by the regulations or the rules, then if there is an anomaly, if there is a breach, if there is an audit, guess who's going to be responsible? The franchisee.
Excellent answer, and we appreciate your time very, very much today. For Storefront Back Talk's podcast series on security, this is Evan Schumann.